Chancellor Zimfer convinced Governors Thompson and McCallum and the legislature to send UW-Milwaukee about $40 million for what she called the Milwaukee Idea. It's been her program to get the campus more involved with issues, businesses, training, and education in the broader Milwaukee community. Legislative Joint Finance Committee co-chair Alberta Darling of the Milwaukee suburb of River Hills contends that state taxpayers have gotten their money's worth.
We know that when the Milwaukee Idea spurs on economic development through training and through partnerships, we know it's a good investment.
This year, Zimfer asked for millions more dollars for a UW-Milwaukee partnership with the Milwaukee Public Schools. But legislators say the state budget was too tight to approve the request. Representative Rob Krybek chairs the Assembly Colleges and Universities Committee. The Eau Claire Republican says when the economy improves, he'd like to send more dollars to UW-Milwaukee. But Krybek says Zimfer's replacement will have to compete.
Every campus is fighting for its own initiative, so that's going to be the challenge for the new chancellor.
In fact, some in the UW system privately complained that Zimfer was more about image than real accomplishments, and that UW-Milwaukee got too big a slice of the pie. But Senator Darling says the state never limited innovation to UW-Milwaukee.
I would encourage other campuses to follow that lead, which really started with the Wisconsin idea, and really make a difference in their regions for economic development and quality education and a better workforce.
UW System President Catherine Lyle says she'll continue to support UW-Milwaukee's mission as an engaged urban university. Lyle also calls Zimfer a hard act to follow. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.